So you can stop me if you've heard this one before. Or, you know what, no, I'm gonna tell this joke whether you like it or not, because that's just the kind of guy I am. See, the programmer's wife sent him over to the grocery store recently, and her instructions were to buy butter. See if they have eggs. If they do, buy 10. Well, he came back with 10 packs of butter. Because they had eggs. Happy Saturday, everybody. Instead of Wednesday, I guess, this week. Thanks for hanging around for this late episode of Real Time Overview. As you might have guessed, I am your host, Michael Feenan, and we are fresh back from the Web Accessibility Summit in Columbia, Missouri. It was a great event, and we got to talk with a lot of smart web folks while we were there, who are all working to make the web more usable for everyone. But I did set our production schedule back for this week. I apologize for that, but so it goes. That's okay, though, because I still tracked down some great stuff to share with you, even if it's a tad late. Oh, and stay tuned at the end. I've got something else to tell you. To get started, let's head over to UX Collective. So conversions are important. They are our ultimate metric, after all. How do you know if you're doing the right thing? If you're increasing the number on the important thing. But if the important thing's number isn't increasing, then we have to figure out why. We have to understand where in the journey the user is falling off. We have to understand their flow. Alex Handley has put together an article at UX Collective all about user flows and why they matter in web design. He starts, quite appropriately, at the start, explaining what a user flow is and why you should care. From there, he develops the idea, walking the reader through an example process step by step. By the end, you'll see how to set up a basic, simple flow, which, you know, let's face it, it's really the best sort of flow for a user anyway. Alex blends this tutorial with a nice bit of humor along the way to keep things interesting, so not only are you learning, you're having fun while doing it. But seriously, swing by the show notes for the link. It's a great read and incredibly useful for thinking about how your users get from A to Z. Next up, we'll meander over to Adam Silver's blog, where his article, Designing for Actual Performance, looks at our dysfunctional relationship with AJAX. This post looks at the performance trade-off that can happen when you try to use progressive loading on a page, but end up just dealing with more overhead that ultimately makes a page slower than if you just let it load traditionally. He also identifies user experience problems that are created when you use things like spinner icons as a loader, since they give no indication of actual loading progress compared to the browser's traditional loading bar, and they can vary dramatically in location, style, and design. This is friction to the user, and it's more code for you to write. Adam's argument isn't that AJAX itself is bad, just that it's easy to develop bad habits with it, rather than focusing on better solutions to the problems that you're trying to address. He goes over recommendations like simplifying the interface that you're designing and reducing the amount of code that you rely on in favor of letting elements and browsers do what they do best, among many other things. The bottom line is to not take something that feels slow and use tricks to try to make it feel fast. Instead, actually make it fast. You'll find his guide at his blog at adamsilver.io. So are you looking for some new tools for your war chest? Run by Creative Block and check out this post by Steve Jenkins highlighting 7 essential web designer tools. His list includes several color tools like Duotone, Pigment, and CSS Gradient for helping out the color palettes in your designs. These can be handy for adding some sugar to your latest composition if you find yourself falling into the same color habits over and over. But Steve doesn't just focus on the design side of things. For instance, he includes a note about Gatsby.js, a static site generator for React projects, or Drag and Drop, which is a plugin that offers easy list reordering. My personal favorite was number 7, CheckBot. It's a browser extension that checks for a number of issues on websites, from broken links to invalid resources. Tools come and go pretty fast, so these short roundups are nice to see what people are paying attention to lately, and what can help shorten your workflow and simplify your process. Stop by Creative Block to check this list out, then run by our show notes and leave us a comment with your favorite tools, whether that's something from this list or could be something else entirely. Let us know what you find really helpful, and we'll make sure to share that with the rest of our listeners. So, May 25th has come and gone, and with it, so has GDPR Day. The EU General Data Protection Regulation is now the law of the land, and many folks are looking around wondering just what's next. To help out, I have a pair of articles for you. The first is Hansel Dunlop's article, The GDPR Blog Post. The second is 6 Post-GDPR Considerations from Top Left Design. Hansel looks at the process his company took, building up to compliance, and uses it to frame just how the process, though not fun, ultimately is making them better, or at least less creepy. It's a piece that emphasizes how their pursuit of GDPR compliance encouraged them to update their processes to be more respectful of their users, and they celebrate that opportunity. It's a nice change in tone from a lot of the complaints that you'll hear about how hard it is to be compliant, and how it's just busy work and not useful. After reading that, go hit up Top Left Design's piece. It's short, but it also looks at some of the now what points. It's not designed to give you any big answers or to change the narrative of how we proceed. Instead, it's something of a comfort piece that encourages you to move forward, keep working on things, and focus on the tasks at hand if you're still refining your compliance process. Finishing the race late is significantly more acceptable than giving up on the finish line, and that's what they are trying to impress upon people. And we'd love to hear about your GDPR compliance experiences too, so feel free to shoot us a message, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, and let's chat about what you went through and how you dealt with it, and what the future of your website and web apps looks like. Recently, we mentioned that Adobe had updated their Creative Cloud suite to make their experience design tool, Adobe XD, free for users. Jake Rocheleau has put together a brief overview of a free guide that's available from XD Guru for learning that exact tool. With such a great tool now available for free, designers and developers have no excuse to not at least learn the high points of using the system, especially if they haven't already committed to a tool like Sketch or Envision. He notes that the guide is written to be readily accessible to those with no experience with the tool, which is a group that I count myself as part of. After reading about XD Guru, I'm actually really excited to give this a shot. Jake also notes that the guide is packed with screenshots along the way, and that they teach you as a tutorial, stepping you through lessons as you go. You can't beat free when you're trying to learn a new skill, and it's even better when those free tools are celebrated for the quality and usefulness. You can read Jake's overview through the link in the show notes, and we'll also have a link directly to XD Guru's guide there as well. Finally, before we sign off for the day, I did promise you a bit of news. Now, I'm not going to let the whole cat out of the bag, but we're ready to announce that we'll be adding another segment to the Drunken UX podcast feed soon. This new piece is going to air about once a month, give or take, and it's going to fit in between Real-Time Overview and the Drunken UX podcast in terms of length. The first episode has already been recorded, and we're getting set up with more as we speak, and we're super excited to bring you more information about it fairly soon, so stay tuned. I think you're really going to enjoy what we've got planned with this new segment. If you want links to any of the stories in today's episode, be sure to swing by our website at drunkenux.com. They'll all be linked in the show notes there. Next week, we'll return to our regular schedule, and be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of the Drunken UX podcast, a week from Monday, where Chris Wigman will be joining us to talk about web security. In the meantime, check us out on Facebook and Twitter at /DrunkenUX, and remember, you need to keep your personas close and your users closer.